of ideas and competition, you need to have checks and balances. Things move in cycles. And right now, we need to fix capitalism. And I would argue we actually could, with a combination of digital technology, the fact you have more people empowered, the fact we're being forced to widen our lens beyond balance sheets to look at things like the environment, and the very fact that we're having this debate today, where actually Yanis and I have probably ended up agreeing on more than we've been disagreeing on.
Thank you so much. A great conversation.
You were just listening to Gillian Tett and Yanis Varoufakis on Can Capitalism Be Fixed? They spoke at Union Chapel in London, UK. Gillian Tett is an award-winning journalist at the Financial Times, where she is chair of the editorial board and U.S. editor at large. Yanis Varoufakis is a member of the Greek Parliament and founder of Mera 25, a progressive Greek political party. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We are an independent nonprofit in our 36th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature voices rarely heard in the corporate media, such as Chris Hedges, Angela Davis, Noam Chomsky, Tariq Ali, and Arundhati Roy. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for copies of today's program, Gillian Tett and Yanis Varoufakis on Can Capitalism Be Fixed? And for Noam Chomsky's book, Requiem for the American Dream, Principles of Concentration of Wealth and Power, just call us at 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order online on our website, alternativeradio.org. Printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program are free. Just call us, 1-800-444-1977. Joichi is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening.
CT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem. One that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Are tuned into It's Gospel Time. I am the TYYMP. That's me. TYYME. To It's Gospel Time, and I'm your host, DJ Time, TYYME. That's me.
Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter into tears and pain. It's that love's in need of love today. In right away. Hey, it's gone round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too far. Yeah. Of evil plans to make you its possession, and it will, if we let it, destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures if love you pleasure. Then you hear me when I say, oh, love's in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Many hearts. Stop, stop it, please, before it's gone too far. gone too far. Before it's gone too far. Hey, love's in need of love today. So send yours in, send it in right away. Send it in right away. Love's in need of love today. So send yours in, yeah, right away. Whoa,
yes, L-O-V-E, love. And guess what I want to do? I want to shout out to two lovely people. I'm going to send out a love shout out to Pastor Charlie Reagan and his beautiful, lovely wife, Yolanda. And I'm going to say, Pastor Charlie, he speaks truth, and he has a lot of love in his heart. But guess what? Pastor Charlie don't play. He don't take no mess. Pastor don't take no mess. Pastor don't take no mess. Pastor don't. I had to. I couldn't help it. But yeah, thank you, Pastor Charlie, for giving me a call this morning and your encouragement. And I appreciate you greatly. Also, I want to shout out to Lady Jackie Moyer and her husband, Pastor Tillman Moyer. Before I go on with that, I'm going to give you some news. I was going to wait, but being that I'm giving the shout out right now, I'm engaged. I got engaged yesterday at church. I have a fiance now. So a shout out to him. And him is Thomas Young, aka T, or to some we grew up with, TT. We went to our friend Pastor Tillman Moyer's church yesterday, a street called Straight Ministries. That's the church name, and it's in Lawrenceville, 3832 Mintwood Street in Pittsburgh, 15201. And that's where the proposal took place. But shout out, his Pastor Tillman's wife is listening, Lady Jackie Moyer, and thank you for your hospitality and your love. And we will be back to visit. You know, one thing about the kingdom of God and all our leaders and pastors and lay people, I played the song, Love is in Need of Love Today. And of course, Stevie Wonder originally did that song. This one that I played was by Erin Maya, and she done it beautifully. But we are in love. A need of love today. And it starts in the homes and also in our churches. It should.
but there is such a dividing and battle between both, you know, mothers and their children, fathers and their children, and so what, you know, families against family and churches against churches. Yeah, that should not be. Okay, and you know I'm always speaking about love, the L-O-V-E, and I want you to spread that today. Please, 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 please. Whatever it is, if somebody did something to you, they said something wrong, hand it over to the Lord, okay? This is a pause, think moment. Take that with you. We need you, Lord. We really do. And moving on, we're going to hear some Marvin Sapp. Okay, the devil is a liar. We just had a moment where our music skipped. So we're going to keep it moving, okay? We're not going to allow the enemy any foothold. And we're going to go here with Ricky Dillard. Pray for this place. Pray for me, all right? Okay, technical difficulties, but God, but God.
I will give you I've already worked it out, and you don't have to cry. No, I was thrown in the fire, but I was not consumed. When the fire got hotter,
you are tuned into It's Gospel Time here at WRCT Pittsburgh.
He had to bring me out as pure gold so that I could testify. All I had to do was bring him all my wounded bones.
Your broken pieces I will.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was Tia Pittman with Can't Make It Without You. And know what? I know I can't. Whenever I come on here on the air, I do call upon the Lord because I'm the host. It's his show. And I need his help. I need his assistance in all that I do here, the TV, at home, whatever it is, where I'm like, even if I'm going to the grocery store. How many times do we go to the grocery store and we're talking to ourselves and we can't remember what we wanted? The main thing that we wanted, we forget. So, it would be best to call upon the Lord for his help. Yeah, Lord, help my mind. Help me to remember. Help me. Yeah, to stay focused. Yeah, we're not perfect, you know, in that manner. We do. It's okay. Let me just go here. It's best to go ahead and admit it, all right? Mm-hmm. You flubbed. You made a mistake. You had a little hiccup. Admit it. Admit it. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? There are a lot of people that see right through it. And you just look foolish. Yeah, you do. You look foolish. Just admit it. Like, look, that was my bad. I messed up. Okay, let's try this again with Ricky Dillard. All right. Praise God.
Will y'all help me with this one? Come on. Get on your feet and help me with this one. Come on. Everybody get up. Come on.
Thank you. Y'all like my new protege? That's Blake. Come on out here, Blake. The people love you. Do a bow.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, we're going to keep it going. But that was Ricky Dillard with All of My Help. And we do need to call on the Lord because it's the greatest helper we can ever have. Greatest helper we could ever have. And a person to go to for guidance, advice. He's the best thing. To get the most out of your medications, you need to know their names and exactly what's in them. It's a good idea to get to know your pharmacist. They can be valuable ally in learning about your medicines. This is a public service message from American Pharmacists and WRCT. All together, today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for about an hour. Dance, walk, or cook a healthy meal. Moving a little and eating better every day can help you and your child become healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities to keep you and your kids healthy. A message from WRCT, HHS, and NIH's We Can program. Also, folks, I am not the only DJ here at WRCT. There are others that you can tune in and listen to throughout the day. Ooh, one is a good friend of mine's. He has a show that will be on after mine's called Courts in Session. So join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. And this is Thursdays at 8 p.m., and re-airing Mondays, that's today, at noon, right after my show, right here on WRCT. Also, there's Viva Lamarck. Hey, who do you remember? Do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoons starting at 2 p.m. exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT. All right, listen, guys, this is going to be a beautiful day. It's already nice out, but it's supposed to get up to 72. All right. And I want you to keep in mind when you leave out of your house, some of you are already at work, but keep in mind that you should have peace already within you. If you don't, ask the Lord for it to supply you with that peace. Okay. So you know how to act properly when you get outside. Yeah, look, I know. I understand. We have people that have other plans and they want to make your day a little crazier, you know, but hand it over to the Lord, hand them over to the Lord, continue to pray for them as you walk throughout your day. Find your happy. There's a piece of happy up in you. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Trust me, it is. You can find it. Pull it on up. All right. I'm going to go ahead and bring you a classic. Okay, I'm not even going to tell you who it is. Maybe you will know when you hear it. But let's just play it and pray that it plays. Okay? Sorry for the delay.
Everybody get up on your feet one time. Come on.
Love around, my heart was surely broke.
Yes, yes, yes. That was some Tonet and Kurt Franklin. I happened to find that in my collection, right? And I was like, oh my gosh. Let's see what we can play off of this. And I'm getting tongue-tied. That sounds so good. You ever have them songs you just, they either just pop in your head while you're minding your own business. And you just, you know, chilling and bam. You're like, whoa, I haven't heard that song in years. Or you're looking through a collection and then bam. Ooh, I haven't heard that in years. So that's what happened. And I said, I told myself, I said, self, go ahead and play that. Yeah, I think the people will enjoy it. Did you? I did. Okay. I have a poem of mine for you. So you haven't done this in a while either. And this I wrote in 2013. And it's titled, She Felt. Okay. There once was a woman who at a young age felt no one cared in the way they said. They never believed in her. She felt it strongly in their actions and lack of words. She felt worthless and not understood, for she could not speak, so she wrote. All her life, she felt she had to prove herself worthy. Though they saw her as perfect because she did not speak, she just hid in the corners, and they felt she was fine. But inside, she was dying from the lack of love in their actions and words. So what she said was on paper and not heard. What she felt, she took with her. The inside pain and scars, the relationships here and there. What was she seeking? Didn't anyone care? She was not perfect. Did not they understand, not look at her running man to man. All this love inside of her, she gives, gives, and gives. She tortured herself, but for real, she wants to live, live, live. Her early stages in life were not what she longed. Daddy was gone too long, and relationships failed, all gone. If only she had been taught, you're not perfect, but a good girl. You don't have to live up to what they expect. Just relax, be you. Keep your heart in check. If it's love that she is seeking, if it's love that she needs, it took her a long time to find it in God. The girl that wanted to hear, I'm proud of you, even though you failed. You gave your best, even though your best got stepped on. And though she felt not the love she thought, she gave the love the way she sought. Now with Jesus by her side and God deep in her heart, she receives the highest form of love, and it was Jesus bought. Amen. Snap, 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 snap. All right, let's move on with some Erica Campbell positive. Because with that poem and that she felt, that was yours truly, the TYYME, me. But God, okay, he gave me a voice, and here it is. You hear it today. And he's using me. So that can happen for anyone. And if you're hearing my voice right now, you can encourage somebody else that it can happen for them too. That voice that you lock up inside of you, God can use it one day. No matter what it is that you feel and you think that you feel that you can't do, all things are possible through Christ. Be positive. Right? Here's Erica Campbell with Positive.
Ooh.
think we just went out again. And I don't understand why that happened. You know what? Because I do know why it happened. I know exactly. Because the enemy don't want us to be positive. He's a liar. He is a liar. All right, we're going to try this again. Praise God. Of all days, yeah. These things do happen, people. Trust me, not just here at the station, but, you know, to certain people like myself, when you're trying to encourage somebody. But in our everyday walk, sometimes it all depends. Let's give God the glory.
With the truth in my quiver, unlearned this life, so I cling to the scripture. So fast the faith, let the cross be my picture. Redeem the time, so I gotta move with me, yep.
Some kind of peace of mind.
maybe a brand new day will sweep all this pain away. I open my heart, open my eyes, open my mind so I can find the keys to my soul. Depth of the sea, reason I'm here, the purpose of me. I open my heart, open my eyes, open my mind so I can find the keys to my soul. Depth of the sea, reason I'm here, the purpose of me. Hunger won't last too long if I'm singing the words to my own song. I get distracted so easily. Keep looking for a way to be independent, strong, and bold. That's how to make it in this cold, cold world. But there's so much more in me. I wanna give it to everybody. I open my heart, open my eyes, open my mind so I can find the keys to my soul. Depth of the sea, reason I'm here, the purpose of me. I open my heart. Of the sea, reason I'm here, the purpose of me.
Yeah. Trying to make me think my faith is counterfeit and what? No. Certain days it feel like my faith is running low. But it's a mustard seed, so I must believe in what I sow. Sowing tears, what you water will grow. Never fear, it's all under control. Storm is here, but I'm sleep on the boat. Oh, yes. Everything I went through, I knew I would be blessed. Trying to pull me down, but I see the mark, so I press. Christ brought me out so many times, why stress? I'ma sing hallelujah anyhow through the test.
Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. Ooh, that's right. Hallelujah. Anyhow is what I'll be doing today. Come on. You know what? Although, you see the little hiccups that happened today, like back-to-back hiccups, you know, most of that was not me, but some of it was the enemy. And I'm going to hallelujah anyhow. No matter what comes my way. Hallelujah. Anyhow. My time is just about up here. But if I may, I'll give you something else to pause, think on. And being it was Mother's Day yesterday, let me stop this. I have something playing, but okay. This is not my writing. This is something that I found somewhere and I copied it. And it says, at 6 years old, now this is the child, Mommy, I love you. At 10 years old, Mom, whatever. At 16 years old, my mom is so annoying. At 18 years old, I want to leave this house. At 25, now, this is you at different ages, okay? Think about it, boss, think. At 25, Mom, you were right. At 30, I want to go to my mom's house. At 50 years old, I don't want to lose my mom. At 70, I would give up everything for my mom to be here with me. Now, you see, folks, you only have one mom. Enjoy her while you can. Don't take her for granted, okay? As people look to always find that perfect gift for mom. But the best gift is a child there through well times and sick times. And that's if your parent allows you. Because we get some of them that are very independent and they won't allow you to help them. But think back on that when you were younger and how much you loved your mom.
and then how annoying your mom was at a certain age, and then when mom was gone or you couldn't see her much, how much you missed her. So, pause, think a moment. Keep that in mind. Learn for God. You know, God blessed her to be a blessing and birth you. That was our first part where we could have died right there. All right. So happy Mother's Day, belated, to all the mothers and those who are surrogate mothers to others out there. You know, you have kids in school, you know, you're a teacher, or you just happen to watch your neighbor's kids all the time when you don't feel like it. All right, guys, I'm out of here, and I'll see you next Monday, God willing, at 11 a.m. right here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Walk in love, not hate. All right, blessings and peace. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Molly, it's that time of...
Hi, y'all. This is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drumbeat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Fortson Session, the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, WWR.